Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Are you listening? Thought so. The radio is always on and people are always listening. So what better way to let people know about your business than radio advertising? With advertising packages starting at just £25 per week, get your business heard 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. For more details, get in touch now on 01200 40 73 73 or email studio at ribblefm.com. Your business growth starts here on Ribble FM.
The weather forecast. A chilly start with cloud thickening through the morning ahead of a band of rain. Briefly drier and brighter in the afternoon before further rain arrives in the evening. Often breezy with maximum temperatures around 7 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Can't beat it. A bit of Huey Lewis and the news, the power of love. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. I'm foodie.
I'm drinky. There we go. There was no need to sigh with that.
We don't have to do it anymore. I think,
why not?
I don't know. I just think it's a bit... It's a bit naff, isn't it?
It's funny.
It's funny. But we also have a special guest in the studio today. He's been given a title already, right? And he's called the Taste Captain. Good afternoon to Matty. Matty's here, our Taste Captain.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you? Afternoon.
Great to be here.
Oh, yes.
And what a fantastic first mission you had.
Oh, the best.
Which we're going to be talking about in a second. Because, Matty, just to give people a little bit of a background, it's nothing new to where you've been living in the last 9 years. You've been in Australia. What you're going to talk about today is the norm in Australia. Go on, we'll give a little bit away. So we're talking about the real food hall.
The real food hall, that's correct, yeah.
In Australia, there are loads of food halls.
Yeah, it seems to be the norm out there, doesn't it? It's quite a regular thing. They're almost everywhere.
They are. And it's in abundance, to be perfectly honest with you. But this is now going to take, in my opinion, take Burnley by storm, hopefully.
Nice.
What I'm thinking is when you go out for something to eat, you always kind of sit there and you look at the variations of what's on the menu. But what's on that menu is what you're having. So if you've gone to a Chinese or if you've gone to an Indian or a Thai, that's what you're having. With a food hall, it's different because there's lots of little vendors all doing different styles of food.
Loves choice, don't they, boys? And that's what it's all about.
But it can also be a bit of a downer because it's like, oh, but I don't know what to have because there's so much choice, isn't there?
Yeah, you're a bit spoilt for choice at times.
You get a little bit of that, but we'll be talking more about that a little bit later in the show. Plenty of great music to come as well. Shout-outs to Team Frame as well. Message me this morning, can we have a shout-out on the food show? And also, just in case they don't hear it tomorrow, Steve and Stacey at Art of the Loom, a huge good afternoon to you guys as well. Thanks for sticking with us. It's on at work all day. I said, do you normally listen? Because when somebody wants a shout out, you kind of like go, well, what time are you going to? He said, no, Lee, we're on from 7 till 5.
It's on all day. That's what we like to hear.
This is what
Thanks,
we want,
guys.
Isn't it? Anyway, so as I said, loads of great music coming up and a little bit more chat with Matt. We'll also have a roundup of the foodie news, which is coming up as well, and some. Well, there's a couple of intriguing stories. I'm not going to spill the beans now. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Leaving us on edge.
that's what you do. It's called Radio 101 Mugs. Tease your audience.
Broadcasting 101.
Broadcasting 101. Tease your audience.
Along she came with her picture. Put it in a frame so I won't miss her. Got on a plane from London Heathrow. It seems such a shame, yeah. I feel her slipping through my fingers. Now she's gone. I'm sleeping with the light on. And shots swim through.
Busted and Sleeping with the Light On, just about 10 past one-ish on this Wednesday afternoon, the Food and Drink Show, and the last word, drink.
Yes.
So let's get the caveats. Morgs, over to you.
All right, please drink aware.
Thank you.
Yes.
That about covers it,
we're going to be discussing alcoholic beverages.
Because we are talking about, I know it's freezing.
It is cold.
And Matt, you must be feeling it if you've been in Australia for 9 years.
Yeah.
It must be taking you ages to de-thaw or certainly get warm. It seems to have been freezing, doesn't it?
It has. I don't know why. But
it's wearing me down, boys.
Yeah.
This
last month and a bit has just been consistently cold, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, whereabouts were you in Australia, Matt?
Sydney, Bondi.
All right.
Bondi Beach, mate.
Bondi, mate.
Yeah, it
was a very good experience, guys.
Nice.
Just, I think the thing that we're envious of, and this will become apparent in what we're going to talk about, these drinks machines, in Australia, you can plan weeks ahead. Because you know the weather's going to be right.
Yeah.
In this country, we kind of like go, well, in a couple of weeks, I'll have it. We'll see how the weather is the week before.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to do a barbecue or a gathering or a get-together, you know, just enjoy being outside in the summer months, we have to plan it, don't
You've got to check the most inconsistent long-range weather forecast and just hope that it's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's ridiculous.
It's a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you say that in Australia, home beer machines are popular? From my experience of the time I've spent in Australia, I don't think it's as popular as it is here, because people can go out and be in the outside, be in the sunshine, be with a group of friends, can't they, a little bit easier. But were they popular in Australia?
They were becoming more and more popular, but we came back, and it was obviously the COVID time, so it became extremely popular over here in the UK over COVID. But over there, no, it wasn't that popular, to be honest.
Well, you've got nice places to go and be outside, haven't you?
You can be anywhere.
Yeah,
you
can be anywhere.
It's a barbecue every day place, isn't it?
Nip down to the servo and get a few tinnies.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the pub. They do takeouts at pubs over there.
Nice. Yeah.
They used to do it in England, apparently.
Oh.
Why don't we go back to that?
Hang on. One of my favourite phrases in Australia, my brother used to use all the time, let's go down the Bottle-O.
The Bottle-O, yeah. That's right, mate.
Right, mate.
The Bottle-O.
And BYO came from Australia, didn't it? Bring Your Own.
Yes.
Which quite a few sort of like UK restaurants started to adopt it, but then I think that's kind of fizzled out a little bit now. But what I want to talk about really briefly are, now that the cold has sort of like been set for a month, we know it can only get warmer. And kind of like planning for the summer, it's just nice, isn't it, if you could have a draft pint of ale or maybe cider or a spritzer or whatever, but in particular beer machines. Now, these things aren't cheap. They are.
No.
Some of them are ridiculous.
Some of them are. You might as well just go to the pub and buy the machine they've got behind the counter.
Well, the one that you've said was your favourite, and same with Matty, was the Blade. Now, the Blade at the minute from Beerwulf is £480.
It's an investment,
phenomenal,
isn't it?
Pints, though.
Yeah.
Phenomenal pints.
Really? As good as you get in a...
Really,
a,
honestly.
Wow.
The
other one that seems to be doing really well is one called the Perfect Draft. That's the one I was looking at. That's £180 for that
machine. That's not bad.
But I think where the brands or the different brands win seem to be with what brands of beer they've managed to secure a partnership
certain
with.
Machines have certain brand deals and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So as an example, if you were a Birra Moretti fan, it's only done on the Blade. You can't get it for Perfect Draft. But Perfect Draft have got Madry, you know, that new Spanish-style beer, and Blade don't have that. So you've kind of been put in a bit of a rock and a hard place. You go with the machine that serves the brands that you like.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. But quite an investment, that, I thought. And the canisters aren't cheap. They're both about the same, serving about 8 pints of beer per canister. But one of them chills, the other one doesn't. So the Blade, and I'm guessing that's why it's...
Probably why it's got
a lot
so
more expensive.
Yeah.
It's
got
to be chilled on it.
Once you've
Come
put
on.
It in, that has a chiller in it that keeps it chilled in the pipes of some sort.
It'd take a long time to actually chill it right down, so it's better to have them in the fridge first, and then put it in the machine. But once you've put it in the machine and it's already cold, it'll keep it cold.
I mean, let's be honest, it doesn't take much of it, does it?
No. No. Just leave
put
it
on outside.
Yeah, just leave it on porch.
I said this before, why don't you just get a wooden box,
put
your beers in it, keep them outside.
Yeah.
Environmental.
You don't need to take up all that room in the fridge.
Let's do it.
I think the other thing that is quite popular as well in Australia is going out somewhere for the day. Because one of the great things that they had was those public gas barbecues.
Yeah.
You know, that are just in parks.
Fantastic.
Like four or five of them. You just go and you take your turn on it, don't you?
Yeah.
To cook whatever. But you bring the, it's gone, nearly there. Esky.
Esky. Yeah. Esky.
Now, for those that don't know, the Esky is the brand name, isn't it? It's probably the best selling ice.
It's superb.
Cooler box.
Yeah.
Superb. And remember, they need to be good over there, guys.
Oh, yeah.
They do, don't they? Yeah. I spoke to my brother on Saturday, who's in Perth. It was 43 degrees in Perth.
No, no, thank you.
No.
I think the highest it got for us was 47. It was like walking into an air dryer.
Jeez.
Well, there was, we actually, this is sounding more like the travel show, isn't it? But beer did come into it, as did cold beverages and water. The Aussies are brilliant at drinking water, aren't they?
Well, you have to be.
We don't drink it here, do we?
Well, you have to be.
But you, Morgs, you were a tiny little diddly squat in a pram when we went to Monkey Maya, which is in the northern western territory. And we stopped on this red road. It was just a road that went on for miles. And
unbelievable, aren't they?
Either side of the road was just red. And I said, come on, I've got to get out. I've got to do it. And I took a little thermometer with me. So we stopped. Opened the car door, which obviously has been in aircon. Got out, and I just I couldn't even get to the stage where it had stopped rising. I had to get back in the car.
Back in.
Yeah,
but I recorded 54 degrees.
Oof.
Can you imagine?
Wowza.
So if you're thinking about getting a beer machine for this summer.
It's just
we
not,
might not just need it here, might we?
It's not necessary, is it, that? Yeah.
Matty and I were talking about dance music and clubs back in the day in Burnley. And one of the songs that completely changed the music industry for me when it came out was this that we're going to play next. Featuring Karen Wheeler. This was Sold Soul and Back to Life.
What a song.
Classic.
Get in.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Yeah.
Row on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Bowker BMW are delighted to announce their February sales event with 6 days of outstanding offers at their centres in Blackburn and Preston. Ending on Saturday the 15th of February at 5pm, this event will be your chance to drive away a brand new or approved used BMW with enhanced offers across the range. Reserve your appointment today by searching Bowker BMW February sales event. Think BMW, think Bowker.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favourite tunes, maps and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
What is happening here? Something's going on.
I've done a few gigs in my time. I've never seen him dancing on the ceiling. Lionel Richie with an absolute belter. Right, let's get back to the food and drink. Matty, our taste captain, he's here.
Hello,
taste captain. Everybody.
So, first thing, tell us where you went. Where is it and what is it?
It's called The Real Food Hall, and it's at the bottom of Manchester Road in Burnley.
Okay.
Right in the town centre.
Cool. Yeah. Nice place, decor-wise.
Beautiful. They've spent a fortune on it.
Mm.
I didn't realise at the time, it's actually an old bank.
Is it the old Barclays or the old Lloyds?
I don't know whether it's the Barclays.
It's the Lloyds.
Is it the Lloyds?
It's the Lloyds. The old Lloyds Bank, sure of it.
And you're talking like 1970s, 1980s. It's like cool.
Yeah, it's a
like
cool
art deco.
Art deco, innit?
Beautiful. Nice.
You walk down and what they've done is they've made, I mean, I'll tell you about it a bit more in a little while, but they've created the cinema downstairs. And
is that the one that's called The Vault?
That's the one that's called
The Vault. Right, okay.
Yeah. And you can see all the original features, and it is something else.
Awesome.
It really is. Like, I can't stress enough. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Spent a fortune on it. It looks amazing. It's right in the heart of the town.
So they've not completely stripped back building for... It's still got some of its original features.
Or covered it up, which is what they tend to do these days.
They've used all the existing features, and it's something else.
Cool.
It really is. Really is.
Right, so tell me, what is the premise of the food hall? What is it?
I think they've tried to create something for everyone, right?
Right.
So they've got your traditional food in there, they've got your pizzas, they've got your Yorkshire, the world-famous Yorkshire wraps.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding wraps.
And they've got desserts, they've got street food in there, they've got a beautiful bar that serves some fantastic ales in it.
Nice.
Acai, one of my favourites.
Nice.
But I sat down and I had a superb meal cooked by the master himself, a guy called Paul Hilton, who's originally started off in Burnley Markets, but he's a top-notch chef, and he cooks a fantastic meal for me.
Nice. What was it? What did you have?
Oh, let me tell you. Where do I start, guys?
You've got to tell us now. You can't
say
all that.
I'm frothing at the mouth here.
Can't say all that about a fantastic meal and then not tell us.
Some of them feature in the photograph on the Facebook post, don't they?
Yes.
Right, so tell us what they are.
So I love spicy food. Mm. So I got the red hot chicken wings, sriracha chicken wings with an Asian slaw.
Nice.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Cooked in the oven, so not deep fried.
Yeah.
Superb. The meat just dripped off the bone.
Mm.
Hot and spicy enough.
Hot and spicy. just how I like it, boys.
Nice.
And then the pièce de la résistance was the main meal, which came out and I was just like blown away by how it looked, number one.
Mm.
And you know, when sometimes you can have stuff that looks great, but doesn't taste that great.
Yeah.
And this was both. It like blew me away. It was surf and turf, big juicy prawns, beautifully cooked, medium rare steak on a bed of very nice French fries.
Oh, nice.
Now, and to top it all off, and I didn't know that he did this, but he topped it off with peppercorn sauce.
Oh.
I was just like, stop it.
Starving now.
Yeah. Stop it.
I'm a bit of a sucker for a peppercorn sauce.
It was, honestly, top notch. Paul did an amazing job, and you know, to be fair, I've had quite a lot of food from him, and the wraps, everything, just... He just goes a little bit over and above when he's doing his cooking. I can't recommend him enough.
One of the things that I think is important these days, because obviously things are a little bit tight at the minute for most people, us included, and I'm not saying, you know, tell us how much it was, but in your opinion, would you say it was value for money, what you got for the price you paid?
Value for money is probably an understatement, I'd say.
Right.
I'd be more than happy paying more than that for what I got. It was that good. Like, the wings blew me away.
Yeah.
You know, I was on my own and I was trying to talk to people around me. The time trying to tell them how good it was.
Yeah.
Like, go for the wings.
Well, that's one of the things with the food hall. You kind of can interact with the people around you a little bit, can't you?
It's such a simple idea, but it's so effective
because
it brings everyone together in the same room.
Yeah.
And you've got things for everyone, so no one's going to be left out or feeling like they haven't got anything on the menu or anything like that. Something for everyone.
Yeah, it's good for those picky eaters where it's like, someone wants this, someone wants that, someone wants this.
An extensive menu though, Matt. Was there lots of stuff on there?
Yeah, you've got, like I say, you've got everything from your pizzas, your Yorkshire pudding wraps, you know, your your Asian infused style food. But like I say, the surf and turf was apparently that's one of the favourites. It also comes in a chimichurri sauce.
Love chimichurri.
Which was exceptional. So yeah, something for everyone. And there's a sneaky little desserts bar with some fantastic ice cream in there as well. What more do you want?
But in a way, it's very much like, because for me, the role model of the food hall for us up here is Altrincham Market. Have you ever been to Altrincham Market?
I haven't.
Market, you must go.
Oh, that is right. Amazing, yeah.
So it's the old market hall, which I guess is a similar layout to the real food hall, in that you have a central seating area and then round the outside are the different food vendors.
Yeah.
Now, whilst I know at the real food hall, it's primarily all the same people around the outside, just different styles of cooking. At Alti Market, they're all individual food makers.
Yeah.
There's a guy that does just pasta, a guy that does bread, a guy that does steak. So you can go to the steak guy and say, I've just bought a loaf from next door. Can you make me a steak sandwich on
Super.
That? And he'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, and that is really cool. But for me, the great thing about these food halls is, and like you highlighted then, is that you end up sat in a group of people and you end up talking to people again.
Well, I think
that's what it's about.
In Altrincham Market, they're all benches. They're not like individual tables. So you kind of have to sit next to someone at some point, especially if it's busy. So you kind of just sit down next to someone and end up going, oh, what did you get? Oh, yeah, I just grabbed the bread from this guy and grabbed a steak sandwich. Oh, that's a great idea. I'll do that next time.
It's a social event. It is. Social event. That's exactly what it is. Right, we won't take your score on the doors just yet. We're going to play another tune. A little bit of Duran Duran coming up next. And then after that, we'll find out what Matty's score for the Real Food Hall in Burnley is. can't beat a bit of Duran Duran, Evil Woman. Right, Matty, so the Real Food Hall in Burnley. You've given us a brief description. You've told us about the food. We always try and give it a score. And all I can ask you is, you've probably got an idea out of 10 what it is in your head, but just take into consideration everything. So value for money, quality of the food, the surroundings, the atmosphere. And you've got sort of like a couple of seconds just to think about it, but I'm hoping you've got a figure in your head now. So what are we going to give the scores on the doors for the Real Food Hall in Burnley?
I'm so biased. I'm like the worst person to ask about this, but I've got to say it's an incredibly solid 8.5 out of 10.
Wow, that's a good score, mate. Honestly, you feel a little bit as though you should, because you really enjoyed it, you should give it a 10.
I could have said 10, but...
But there are going to be some places that you go and test and you go and review for us that are proper 10s.
Yeah.
You know, as good as it is, we're not decrying the food hall in any way, shape or form, that, for me, is probably where I would have put it as well.
Yeah.
Based on what you've told us about the place.
Yeah.
What about you, Morgs?
I think it does deserve a high score. You've got the options, you've got the incredible quality with each of the individual stalls.
Yeah.
It's just a nice place to sit and look around. There's a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's got to have a high score.
Well, there you go.
Could I give it one more cheeky score, though?
Of course you can.
Because, if you think about it, where else, right, can you go have an amazing meal, which I've just described?
Yeah.
Right, have a few drinks at the bar.
Yeah.
Then go and watch a film in an amazing cinema downstairs.
Mm. Oh, yeah, just tell us about the cinema.
Right, so the cinema, right, so you walk downstairs and you're immediately, like, you're in this beautiful, like, world of little pods, right? Mm. So you've got one pod that's got, like, 2-seater in it. You've got one pod that's got 8-seater in it.
Ah.
You've got one pod that's in an 18-seater. And we're not just talking normal seats here, guys. We're talking laid-back, unbelievably, like, custom-made...
Comfy chairs.
You've not seen anything like
it. It's a really small, cosy little cinema.
Hang on a minute. And break.
Oh, dear.
Can you have your food down there?
You can order the food down there.
Oh, and, nice.
And listen to this. Right, so you've not only is your belly full, you've had an amazing meal. You go downstairs, you watch one of your best movies you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because you've got all the new ones and all the old ones.
Oh.
Right?
So you can watch, choose.
You choose what you want, guys.
You choose what movie you see.
You choose what you want.
Oh.
Right? And on top of that, it's unlimited sweets, unlimited drinks, unlimited popcorn included in the price.
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
This is where it gets really, really interesting. So you've had an amazing...
Are you listening to Matt here? He needs to be doing adverts, doesn't he?
No.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable price, man.
Listen to this. Right? So you've had an amazing food. You've watched an amazing film. Now you're feeling a bit tired.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 5-star hotel rooms above. You don't even have to go anywhere.
No.
What is going on?
What a place.
That's got everything.
Oh, so for that, I want to give it 10 out of 10 for that.
No, I'll take that. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to disappear for a couple of minutes, some tunes, and then we'll be back talking about a little bit of a controversial news item that popped up on the feed last night, all to do with food, but... I'm not happy.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM with Naughty Boy and Emily Sandé called Wonder. Right, the news item. I was absolutely gutted at this. The news item that came out on Monday night, I don't know if I told you, Morgs.
No.
Are you familiar with the Spud Man?
Yes.
Real name, Ben Newman, right? The Spud Man went viral 12 months ago on social media doing his baked potatoes in Tamworth City Centre. It was so cool. Did you ever see it, Matt, or not?
I haven't seen him particularly, but I absolutely love baked spuds.
It's just an easy little bit of food, isn't it?
What's your favourite, Matt? Just simple cheesy beans?
I like the new potatoes. The new potatoes.
Or baby news in just butter.
Or if I go bigger, I like the... Then you know you're gonna freak out with this tuna, beans, and cheese.
Oh
no, it's
controversial.
It's popular.
Try it; you will not be disappointed.
I'm not a massive tuna fan, though. To be fair,
you like real tuna. I like real tuna, but you don't like tin tuna.
Like tin tuna, no.
I get that. Well, Tamworth City Council were doing a complete renovation of the town centre, city centre. Not really, it's a city or town. And he was going to have to leave. He's been there 22 years.
What?
And because
scandalous.
Where his pitch is, they're putting some new garden areas for people to sit, and they just said, no, you're going to have to leave. And I knew I was going to talk about this today, and I was absolutely gutted, and loads of surrounding towns had got in touch with him and said, listen, come to our town.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we'll have you.
Surely, with that sort of following that he's got on social media, he'd be dragging people in from around the area, bringing business to the
let's
town.
Let's face it, you know, town centres need footfall. Because they're slowly dying out, aren't they?
Yeah.
Town centres need footfall, and he was one of the main creators of footfall in Tamworth City Centre.
Yeah.
So there was a big uproar. Anyway, just because I couldn't remember what his name was, Ben Newman, I've just done a search, new headline, Tamworth City Council are backing down.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Right, in a way.
Get your jackets on.
In a way. Because what they're saying is now they've realised that they've found his contract from 22 years ago, and they've said we can't renege on a contract that's still in force, which it is. There's no notice period on there, so they can't give him notice. However, to work with him, they're going to speak to the town city planners and the engineers and see if they can find him an alternative position not too far away that still allows him to be in the city centre. I think that's great.
I'm sure they will do.
I was going to say, come on, like, if
it's not that big, is it?
No. They're going to, like...
Spuds aren't that big.
Redevelop the whole area. Surely they can find somewhere that they could just plonk him down.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to leave no space whatsoever, surely.
And finally... we're busy this weekend, aren't we, Morgs?
Yes.
Look at his face. So this weekend is the Waddington Beer Festival. Yes! It's here already.
Gosh.
It's an early one. It is all centred around Waddington.
Waddington.
Hello. Welcome to Waddington. It's all centred around Waddington
Social
Club.
The Waddington instead of the Wombleton.
And you have the pleasure on Friday night of Lee and Morgs serving their take on the traditional pie and peas. Get ready for this. So, we have got the incredible Stables Pies.
Of course.
Who are doing their meat and potato and cheese and onion. These aren't just ordinary meat and potato. These are steak and potato. Amazing pies. And the cheese and onion pies.
Yep.
Mushy peas.
Homemade.
Are you ready? And my special... beef cheek gravy.
Oh,
it's going to be thick.
Stop it.
It's going to be solid. It's going to have all sorts. It's going to be amazing.
Nice.
So that's on the Friday
ridiculous.
Night.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then on the Saturday, we will be revealing the new Tuk Tuk Pizza trailer. Obviously, Mark, who's in the business with us, has found this incredible new pizza trailer. And those of you that have used the Tuk Tuk Pizza before, that little orange pod that we had, it was a bit tight in there. We've got a brand new one. It's huge, I say.
It's huge.
So we'll be there on Saturday night doing the pizzas for you. So please do come down to Waddington and enjoy a few beverages and some good old scran. Matt, you're not going to believe this, but that is it. The hour has gone.
No! I loved it.
But trust me, Captain Taste will be back in a couple of weeks' time with a new review for us to do. We've got one that we're going to send you to, Matt. And you've got to go and do it and try it and see what you think. That is it
Can't
from
wait.
The Food and Drink Show. We will see you next week, and I'll see you in the morning on breakfast.
Thanks see you very later.
Much, guys. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
the west side as the dust flies. Watch it burn.
If you're by my side,